you guys kind of called this rivalry week in Atlanta. Braves, Mets, Falcons, Saints this weekend on Sunday. So the battle in the trenches is key in every game, Mike. Don't you just love to hear that? And so both sides, though, in this matchup, taking some hits to their offensive line. And so for the Falcons, we saw in this game that we just had on Sunday Night Football, Drew Dahlman, a key part of that offensive line. He's going to miss some time after some tests showed that he has a high left ankle sprain. So this is according to Mark Raimondi of ESPN and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. So that's some bad news there. He was placed on injured reserve on Tuesday. And then Caleb McGarry, the latest on him, who also went down in the game, he left in the second quarter due to a knee injury. So Coach Raheem Morris said he'd have information about both injuries this week, later on this week.
And I think Ryan Neuzel is going to be a huge kind of key for Atlanta this week to be able to get it done. And Drew Dahlman's kind of one of the linemen that's probably – honestly, least talked about, and it's for a lot of good reasons, if we're being honest. Lindstrom, obviously very good. Jake Matthews been here a long time. We talk about Caleb McGarry in week one. Bergeron's kind of the younger guy. Drew Dahlman just a lot of times seems like the lost guy in the middle. It was very interesting too, Bo, and you go back and watch the All-22 and watching the Chiefs defensive line, right? And there was a four-down defensive line situation. And I had to remind myself the Neuzel's in the game. And what happened is the Chiefs did three defensive linemen left of the center's nose. And I was like, man, that's interesting. Why, like, it seems like they're setting up for some kind of stunt up front. And then it hit me that they flipped that, the nose guard, from where he was earlier in the game because Neuzel was left-handed. Like, they flipped the nose guard to his snap hand to try to attack his snap hand. I thought that was really interesting and something that I'll be looking out for this weekend. So I think that Storm Norton has got some upside at right tackle in terms of what Caleb McGarry brings you and what he doesn't. Do not get it misconstrued. Caleb McGarry is a dominant run blocker. Right, a lot of people, the T.J. Watt game, and you got to help him in pass pro. He is here, and he's on a second contract because in the run game, he is absolutely a lawnmower, right? When you look at Dahlman, however, and the drop-off to Ryan Neuzel, I think it's a little bit further than what the drop-off is to Caleb McGarry, because I think McGarry's got his strength, and I think he's got his weaknesses, and I think Storm Norton's got strength and weaknesses, so it kind of cancels each other out. Neuzel is going to have to put his big boy pads on this weekend, though. And not only that, you'll see a situation, Bo, where you got Brandon Parker probably active, Kyle Hinton still in the mix, and maybe Javon Gwynn even being active as that third center, and we saw him playing the preseason.
I don't think he will. You know who I think is going to be active? I think there's going to be a standard practice squad evaluation
for Matt
Hennessy.
You think they're going to go straight off the street?
I do.
To Matthew Hennessy.
I do. I'm gonna tell you something. I think Javon Gwynn had his tryout for center in Miami in the first preseason game, and I didn't think it went very well. And I think that they probably they trust Hennessy. Remember this regime was here when they drafted Matt Hennessy. Okay, when I say regime, Raheem Morris was here. So I could see that. I do agree with you about Drew Dahlman. I think he's the bigger loss, and mainly because that's kind of the way it appeared last week against the Chiefs. However, Caleb McGarry is your better option at right tackle between him and Storm Norton. We all agree on that?
No doubt about it.
Okay. Cam Jordan.
The upside of McGarry in the run game is way more than the upside of Storm Norton in the pass game.
But I think that Caleb McGarry is better at pass pro than Storm Norton, whether if it's just a slight little bit or not. The fact of the matter is Cam Jordan has had his way at times with Caleb McGarry. I don't feel good about him having his way with Storm Norton, who he's also knows because Storm did play in New Orleans.
So let's flip now to the Saints and their offensive line. Some woes for them as well. And this news was that center Eric McCoy. He is going to have groin surgery possibly sometime this week. And this is a significant loss, as Coach Dennis Allen said. Nobody wants to see a Pro Bowl center go down. So they lost him in the game on Sunday. And then they also had another kind of scare there with Cesar Ruiz, who took an exit out of the game after an injury, but then he came back. So we'll see how it plays out this weekend. But they're going to have to shuffle around some guys on the line with McCoy now being unavailable.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And Eric McCoy, I've been a massive fan of his since he was in college, since he played at Texas A&M. Man, good player, gritty dude, captain of that team. And they absolutely, Bo, we watched it. They felt the loss of him this past weekend, man. He is, well, whatever you think about the loss of McGarry and Dahlman, the loss of McCoy is what those are probably put together for New Orleans up front.
I think it's worse for them because of the way who their backup center is. Because their backup center is Lucas Patrick, who's also their starting left guard. So he moves the center, and then you pull who I have in some, and is listed as a kind of a swing tackle, and Ole Odo, he's moving over to left guard. So Odo moves to left guard, Patrick moves to center. To me, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I don't necessarily like that that's your option because now you've weakened two positions.
Yeah, we don't know that it will be. I mean, it could be completely reshuffled. They could have somebody else that they're going to elevate that they like better in those roles. So,
but
we'll
Lucas
see
Patrick
out.
Is listed as their backup center.
Yeah, I cannot imagine what happened to his groin. You just don't hear of offensive linemen getting groin surgery 3 weeks into the season that often. So that's just such a tough blow for them.